well, and they do it very well. In fact, they are the best in the country right now at post defense.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like, you're not going to be able to dump the ball into Grant and get easy buckets. They're allowing about a half a point on post-ups. They're forcing turnovers on 20% of post-ups.
They're number one in the country at that?
Yeah.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
This might not be a Grant Williams game, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm preparing you for Grant Williams not being able to go off.
On 1340 WKGN.
And a historical performance for Grant Williams in this building tonight. He had 43 points. He made 23 of 23 from the free throw line. And the reigning SEC co-player of the year has certainly stamped his name on that trophy again with this performance tonight.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course right now.
Thank you, John. Gary Kubiak, not Kubiak, is set to take over the offensive coordinator duties for the Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings handing the offensive coordinator reins over to Gary Kubiak. Multiple league sources confirmed to ESPN. Kubiak served as the team's assistant head coach and offensive advisor last season. He will take over the role that was held by Kevin Stefanski, who left to become the head coach of the Browns.
Okay. Kubiak, he's been with the Vikings, right, in like advisory roles and assistant head coaches and all that, so like he is familiar with the roster. When I think Kubiak, I think of zone run, play action type of thing that he did a lot in Houston. It seems as if he would be a good fit in Minnesota, and if Minnesota would do the zone run play action stuff, that's when Kirk Cousins was good, and I would imagine Dalvin would thrive in that, so yeah, makes sense. That was when Minnesota was at their best this year, when they were playing off play action with Kirk Cousins. So we'll see what happens.
We will. We will see what happens there. An arrest warrant was issued for Antonio Brown yesterday on a felony charge of burglary and battery. Mm. According to ESPN, Brown allegedly threw a rock at the driver of a moving truck. Or moving truck. Is it moving truck or moving truck?
Truck that was
a moving
to move things.
Was it a moving truck?
I think it was a stationary moving truck.
A stationary moving truck.
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron if I've ever heard one. You can't have a stationary.
Huh?
You can't have a stationary moving truck.
Yeah, you can. It's a moving truck that isn't moving. Duh.
Wouldn't that be a non-moving truck?
But it's a moving truck. It's there to move things.
Can you load a non-moving truck with furniture?
It'd be hard to load a moving truck if it was moving.
Kind of defeats the purpose, if you ask me.
Is it a non-moving moving truck or just a non-moving regular truck? Because you can load both of them.
These are the questions that need answered.
Ah, yeah. Damn. What a tangled web we weave.
Not great wording here by SportsCenter. But anyway, apparently Antonio Brown threw a rock at the driver who was in this truck, whether it was moving or not moving, before he took part in a battery against him. So he threw a rock at him, and then they beat him up. Sounds like this guy had it coming.
Yeah. Sounds as if he did. Antonio Brown just can't stay out of trouble, man. Like, it's just going to keep going and going and going. So, like, I guess his fall guy didn't take all of the fall, so Antonio Brown's still going to get arrested, right?
Well, they issued a warrant for him.
That means he's got to turn himself in or...
something.
Yeah.
Something will happen. Yeah. I don't know precisely what it'll be. Interesting. Jerry Stackhouse apologized to the Vanderbilt Commodores and told them not to boo his players. Commodore.
That's sad to see him like that.
Yeah.
Stackhouse is one of the toughest NBA players ever. In fact, he had a tweet out about, hey, protect, watch out for our players' feelings. We were trying to hit a three, but also play good basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. It's really sad that they were trying to shoot threes at the end of the game to keep the streak going.
Maybe he shouldn't have taken the job. He basically wrote a letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
I would imagine he does regret taking that job.
Yeah. He was basically saying, I find it disappointing that you were booing our players. And, hey, we tried really hard. It was kind of a weird letter to write.
Yeah, it was.
You don't want me to read the whole thing, do you?
No, I mean, it was you summed it up. It was basically, hey, we tried.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
I teach my guys to play basketball the right way. You guys are being rude for booing them.
What do you think this deal is with the Mr. Peanut? Is this going to be a stunt for the Super Bowl? You think they're going to bring him back to life?
No, probably just unveil somebody else that's bringing out a new, younger thing or something different.
If you want to know why no one takes our
baby, maybe.
Do you think they're going to try to capitalize on the baby Yoda fame?
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
Baby Mr. Peanut?
Yeah, he might be onto something there.
Give him big, cute eyes.
It's a really small little nut. Not a big nut, just a little nut.
Yeah.
Little cute peanut.
Is that what we think? Is it going to be a baby peanut?
I think they might bring him back to life.
Can't bring the peanut back to life, bro. Once it's cracked, it's cracked. Once the nut's been busted, you can't put it back together.
You just got to wipe up what's left.
Throw it away. Move on with your day.
Just take a used sock.
It's done.
Yeah. If you want to know why no one takes our country seriously, there was an actual memorial yesterday in Columbus for Mr. Peanut. There's a gathering with...
Is that where the company is from?
I don't know, but there are candles and flowers and a jar of peanuts. And if... You know, so that's great.
Okay. That is sad.
John Fulkerson is not a fan of milk that is not whole. He was quoted as saying...
Like a whole milk drinker for sure.
Fulkerson was quoted as saying yesterday, the key is whole milk. Whole milk is the only milk. 2% is watered down. Please don't get me started on skim milk. That's just water. I'm probably going to judge you if you drink that. Anyway, what was your question?
Did you see the stat that John Fulkerson is the only player in the SEC in the top 10 in both offensive and defensive efficiency?
You told me that, yeah.
In the entire conference?
Yeah, I think you told me that.
I don't think I did, because I don't think I did.
You just did.
Touché.
That's a cool stat, though. Probably an all-SEC player.
Many say.
Vanessa Hudgens had dinner with Kyle Kuzma.
It hurts my soul.
Yeah, I feel like that's a couple of day old headline, isn't it? Did we ever talk about that?
Yeah. Did we?
I think so.
Am I behind
She's
the times?
She's been to the last, like, two Lakers
yeah,
games.
Yeah, she was chugging a beer at the Lakers game.
Whoa. You think they're doing it yet?
Yeah, probably. Although, I don't know. I don't want to judge her. I don't know much about
not
her.
Not my queen.
I just always assume celebrities get down to it faster than regular people, but maybe not. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Regular people, maybe they're getting down fast too, and I just don't know it.
Who has more time on their hands?
Regular people. That's a good question, though, because if you're a celebrity but you're not currently working, I would imagine you just have all free time.
Yeah, she's probably not doing anything right now.
Kuzma's probably pretty busy, like, during the season, but maybe not on off days.
She was just in a movie, but I don't think she's filming anything right now.
I have
now.
A lot of free time randomly from time to time, so like maybe I can't properly judge the normal person's normal amount of free time, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. The average sold price of a ticket for the Super Bowl on Ticketmaster, Darren Rovell put out what it's been for the last 7 years.
Okay.
In 2014, the average ticket price was $4,459.
In 2014, so that was Patriots, Broncos, or no, that was Seahawks, Broncos. So that was Peyton Manning, though.
Yeah, the next year...
Was Broncos, or Patriots, Seahawks, right?
Yes. Seahawks. And that next year, it was $4,002, so it actually went down a little bit from 2014 to 2015.
People like Peyton.
Can you guess what the average ticket price is today on Ticketmaster?
On Ticketmaster, well, I actually just pulled up stuff up to see how much I would have been able to get in for. $4,100.
That was $5,000 on Vivid Seats when I checked the other day.
StubHub has a good portion, I mean, they're all upper level tickets, but fee included, all that, it says $4,300.
Well, this is the average sold ticket
the
price.
The lower levels are $9,000, $10,000, $20,000. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big matchup because the 49ers haven't been there in a long time. Well, they haven't won in a long time. I guess they were there in, what, 2012? And the Chiefs haven't been to the Super Bowl and. Win like 60
years, I think.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it and compare it to the last few years, this is a much higher average sold ticket.
Yeah.
Last year it was only 6,700. So to go from 67 to 8,900, that's a $2,200 jump.
Patriots kind of tired of winning. Rams don't have big fans.
The next highest other than this one was 2017, and it was 7,000. So that
was the Eagles, right? Because
that would have
been
the
forever, so like
that would have been the Falcons.
2017 would have.
Well, because last year was Patriots Rams, then it was Patriots Eagles.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it have been?
What was the ticket price there for the Patriots Eagles?
$66.50. Okay. So the year before that would have been the Falcons.
Was that higher or lower than the Eagles?
Higher. That was the highest one since 2014.
$7,009,
yeah. But this one is astronomically higher than the rest.
The celebs were probably jacking up the Falcons tickets. I am a celebs. That was probably about it there.
It'd be a cool thing to go to someday if you just had like $5,000 laying around.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to get in.
Barely. You could get in.
I don't know if I'd have paid $5,000 for a nosebleed.
Get in?
Yeah, like maybe the tickets would have gone down a little bit with Peyton, but yeah, or with the Titans.
Well, would you rather pay $10,000 for a good seat?
No, that's a pretty big difference.
I think the...
Like, I'd usually rather pay $300 and, you know, $160 to get in, like that type of thing. Like, I'll pay the extra $150, but I don't think I'd pay the extra $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big gap. But that's what we're looking at right now.
I don't think I would go to the Super Bowl.
Maya Moore is going to sit out a... This is the second time Maya Moore has come up on the show today. She's going to sit out a second consecutive WNBA season because she is pushing for the prison release of a Missouri man who she believes is innocent, she tells the New York Times.
Okay.
So Maya Moore is putting her career on hold. Apparently she's been sitting out for a year. She's sitting out a second season in a row. She's trying to get this man freed from the Missouri prison.
Okay.
She believes he's innocent.
That's very nice of her.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she can help him get out. If he is innocent. If not, it's going to be a bad look. If he's actually a murderer and he gets out and kills somebody. But maybe he's innocent. That's what she thinks. So.
Good for her.
So, yeah.
Got Zion's TV numbers. We'll dive into that and kind of look around some interesting numbers from football and the NFL and some safety stuff, and then we'll play some this or that. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We will be at Hops and Hollers on Saturday for the first ever live edition, remote edition of the Voluntary Reaction presented by Miller Lite. Come by and enjoy some Miller Lite pitchers at Hops and Hollers and watch Tennessee play Kansas and then get on the air with me and do some voluntarily reactions. No, some voluntary reactions. Either way. I told you we had some numbers in. The Zion effect. It was a success. It was the highest rated ESPN game outside of Christmas. It doubled last year's game from the same time slot. Viewership up 88% versus last year's comparable game. 2.357 million viewers. Peaked with 2.77. Zion moved the needle in a game that was pretty boring, but also no basketball fans want to watch this rendition of the San Antonio Spurs. This team's been pretty tough to watch, so I would like to see what the numbers look like when Zion plays an exciting team. Those numbers surprise you at all that it was the highest rated ESPN game outside of Christmas?
Kinda.
Which I don't know exactly which games the ESPN's had, you know, outside of this. I know the Lakers-Clippers, the first round there was on TNT.
That's what I was thinking. I would have thought Lakers-Clippers. So
that was on TNT. This is ESPN's highest rated game.
Oh, well, just ESPN. I mean, I don't know. I guess I would have thought a bigger market game might have been more important to some people, but people were showing up for Zion's debut, I guess.
Some stars outweigh markets, right? The idea of markets is nice, but, you know, LeBron James was the biggest star in the NBA while playing in Cleveland. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some players supersede the market. I do wonder how the NBA feels, though, because a couple of their biggest stars, Zion, New Orleans, and I do think in 3 or 4 years we'll be putting John Morant in that same conversation, and he's going to be in Memphis.
You think John Morant's going to be one of the biggest stars in the league?
I do think that in 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Especially one of the biggest, if you just consider, like, the biggest young stars. Mm. I mean, John Morant's been great, and he plays an exciting brand of basketball. Like, I don't think he's going to get Zion level of fame and attention because Zion has the built-in Duke and, you know, the years of Instagram dunking and all that. But John Morant's pretty special, too. That division in general. Like, you know, the NBA divisions, we don't really think of it too much in those terms, but the Southwest Division has Luka, John Morant, and Zion. And then throw in James Harden. And, you know, San Antonio's just there like, well, we got DeMar DeRozan.
I didn't know the NBA had divisions.
They do, but no one really cares about them. So, I mean, I'm not even going to make fun of you for that. So,
I would hope not.
Yeah, once they change that rule where, like, then they used to have it where the division winner, you know,
guaranteed was a top four seed, yeah. I think, or guaranteed home court, yeah. Or whatever. So, like, yeah, that was – maybe you weren't guaranteed a top seed, but you got the automatic home court, I think, is how they phrased it. But, yeah. That once that went away, then divisions really don't matter. It's not even like you get an automatic playoff bid. Usually, like, it's hard to win a division and not be a top eight team, but it is possible. I don't even think you get an automatic playoff bid, so it doesn't really matter. It's just for, like, scheduling purposes. But I think as they shorten the season, they might go ahead and just get rid of divisions because – The only thing that divisions matter in the NBA, Cody, is I think you play those teams 4 times versus 3.
Mm.
But once they reduce the schedule, they might even make that a they might even kind of remove that.
I had no idea it was a thing.
Okay. Can I interest you in some NFL safety numbers? Please say yes, because I don't have a backup plan.
Okay. I thought we might talk about the Western Conference.
Oh, what do you want to talk about the Western Conference with?
I don't know. I was just...
We can talk about the Western Conference. What do you want to talk about?
No, we don't have to.
No, let's talk about it.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't. I mean,
like, who are you intrigued by? Because I think they got a really good 7 teams, and then it's wide open at 8 down. Like, somebody has to win the 8th spot: the Spurs, Grizzlies, Blazers, Pelicans, or Phoenix Suns. But none of those teams are going to be really relevant when it comes time for the playoffs. I think as an NBA fan. Everyone's probably, if you're neutral, probably going to root for the Pelicans just because of the storyline of Zion and the baby Lakers. Memphis fans are yelling like, hey, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. are pretty good. Portland's like, hey, we got Dame and McCollum. Like, we can play. And then Phoenix is like, what about Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton?
Why is it that Portland always gets credit for having that really good duo and yet they're like, they're not good?
They made the conference finals last year.
But aren't they like 19 and 26 right now?
That's exactly what they are. Yeah. So I imagine you just looked at the standings.
No, I didn't. I just knew that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they are 19 and 26.
Yeah.
But they've been banged up, and like they might get Nurkic, their big man, back. And
yeah.
They're just not very good. So, like, I mean, like, there's nothing else to say about
none them. Of those teams are really on the same level right now as the Thunder, Rockets, Mavericks, Nuggets, Clippers, Jazz, and Lakers.
No, there's a pretty big gap here. There's a pretty big gap there for that. And also, like, I would say that this is the first year in a long time where you could make the argument, at least, that the East is just as good as the West.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Maybe at the top.
I mean, the bottom in the West isn't very good.
The Bucks are as a diehard Lakers fan, I got to say the Bucks are kind of scary.
Okay.
To me.
But, I mean, like, even if you go look through the rest of it, like, I would take my chances on Miami against Utah if we're just, like, matching up 1 versus 1, 2 versus 2. Like, Miami-Utah, like, you know, that would be a 7-game series probably. Utah probably wins it, but I would like Miami's chances.
You take the Clippers over the Raptors, though.
Yeah, I would.
And Kawhi's not going to lose to the team that he knows everything about, right?
Sure. Although, I don't know. Nick Nurse is pretty good. Nick Nurse does creative things when it comes to defending a team's best player, so... That might be a close series. I don't know. I'm just looking like Dallas and Denver. I mean, the Celtics and Pacers, like those are fine. Like the sixth seed. Who's a sixth seed right now? Houston. Houston versus the Sixers would be a fun playoff series. I don't think it's the same as like it's been the last decade and a half where you're like, oh, wow, the West has got it so bad. That's all I'm saying.
What about the Hawks versus the Warriors?
Hawks would kill them. The Hawks would obliterate them.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, domination.
Oh, for sure.
The Hawks are 11-34.
They haven't been good we're this coming. Year, bro, but we're only 8.5 back.
We got John Collins back.
The Clippers didn't even – Kawhi didn't even play last
night. Well, neither did Trae Young. Neither did Trae Young.
Okay.
I mean, Paul George didn't play either, nor did Patrick Beverley. But
I think Trae Young makes up for all that.
And the, and the Clippers were on a second night of a back-to-back.
We didn't have Jabari Parker. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have Jabari Parker.
Oh, okay.
Or a serviceable player besides anyone. Sure.
Man, the Warriors are 10-36. That's awesome.
They stink.
They're 26 games back.
But they'll be good next year. So, like, if we, I would save the Warriors jokes, maybe, because they're probably going to be right back next year.
Or maybe get them in while you can.
Yeah, but just make sure you delete them, because, like, the people that were getting the jokes in on Zion the first couple quarters looked stupid by the end of the night. Anything else in the Western Conference you want to talk about? Like, Houston's kind of in a similar situation as the Sixers are. Like, Houston's kind of free-falling right now, and they are in the unfortunate situation of they've been playing deep in the playoffs for a while now. The only difference is, like, they don't have anything to show for it. But when you look around, like, Eric Gordon has been banged up, and he looks old. P.J. Tucker looks worn down. James Harden right now is playing terribly, as if he's played too many games and had too many minutes and had to carry too long of a load for, or too much of a load for too long. The Rockets seem to be in trouble. And they don't really have any assets to go make any trades.
Yeah, they suck. The only thing I care about is do you believe – well, that's why I'm asking you. Do you believe that the Clippers can defeat us in a seven-game series?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think they are likely to, or do you
– here's the problem. I think Kawhi's better than LeBron.
I don't like that.
Now, we'll see, like, if LeBron still got playoff LeBron he could tap into,
right? Don't like hearing that.
Because the last time we saw LeBron in the playoffs with the Cavs, I mean, he was awesome. He was amazing. He almost won game one from that team he was completely outmatched against.
There you go with your ageist stuff again. First it was Tom, now it's LeBron.
No, it's just pro Kawhi, bro. This is, like, I'd take LeBron
over. LeBron is Tom Brady now.
I would take LeBron over everyone except Giannis and Kawhi in a series. And I might not even take Giannis over him in the series, actually, but...
You respect LeBron more than you
LeBron.
Do more than you do Tom Brady at this point?
Yes. Not even close.
Okay.
I think Brady was like the 16th or 17th or 18th best quarterback
but
in the league.
But you think
last year.
That Kawhi has surpassed LeBron?
I just think Kawhi is a killer, and I think Kawhi's game works perfectly in the playoffs, and he's just, until he's knocked off, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know who I'm going to give the benefit of the
doubt?
But I
do think the Clippers have to get better. I do think they need to make a trade or get a buyout guy.
Did Kawhi ever go to 8 straight finals?
Nope.
Killer Kawhi, did he ever go to 8 straight finals?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Who's got more rings?
LeBron, barely.
By one.
But just by one.
And a much worse record in the finals.
Yep.
But still, he's been there, though. He gets there.
Kawhi's been there 3 times.
Yeah, but LeBron gets there more.
That doesn't really matter. The difference between, like, 9 times versus 3, I don't think is that big of a difference.
That's 6 trips to the finals.
I'm just saying Kawhi's going to be tested. He knows what it's like to play in the finals. The question is, can, like, Anthony Davis go up a level?
Yeah.
If he can go up a level, then that changes my answer.
He can.
Because I trust Anthony Davis, what he can do in the playoffs, more than I trust what Paul George will do in the playoffs.
Paul George. Give me a break.
It'll be a fun series.
I just hope the Lakers get to the finals. I'm worried about the Bucks, though. I think they're really good. Everything I've heard about them is that they're like a super team now.
For everything I have said about the East and West being similar and close, I would say that I would still feel like the NBA Finals was Clippers-Lakers if they played in the conference finals, and then the Bucks would probably turn around and win. Whoever wins that series between the Lakers and Clippers that comes out of the West is going to be celebrating. And then if the Bucks get there, like, you'd be like, oh, wait, here we go.
The Bucks, you realize how big their differential is compared to everybody else?
Yeah, I said it earlier, 13 points a game, basically.
You did?
Yeah.
I was
scoring like 119.4 points per game.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's significantly more than every other team.
It's good.
Every other team's at like 7-something.
All right, Cam, let's play some this or that. Although the Bucks did that last year, too. So they're in a proven the playoff situation because they had that big point differential last year and then choked again in the conference finals, up 2-0.
Very well.
Prove it.
All right, so I got you have to eat at one restaurant for a year, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. If you're a team looking for a free agent quarterback, would you rather sign Winston or Bridgewater? And if you have to only, pants-wise, you can only wear shorts the rest of your life, or shirt-wise, you can only wear short-sleeve shirts the rest of your life.
Wait, hold on, sorry. Say that again.
Rest of your life, for pants, you can only wear shorts, or for shirts, you can only wear short sleeves.
Okay, so would I rather wear shorts for the rest of my life, or short-sleeve shirts?
Yep.
Okay.
Good topics.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Drink. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
This. This. This. This.
All right, are y'all ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
Yes.
All right, Cody, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, just making sure. All right, first up we have, if you have to eat at a restaurant for a whole year, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
I think I'd definitely take Popeyes just because of the versatility at Popeyes. Like at Chick-fil-A, all the chicken tastes the same. And there's like four menu items when you go to Chick-fil-A. It's you can have nuggets, strips, or a sandwich. It's all the same thing. It all tastes exactly the same. At it's very bland. Chick-fil-A, let's be honest. Popeyes, you get a little spice. You actually have some spice to your food. At Popeyes, you can get boned chicken. You know, you can get your white meat or your dark meat, breast, wing, thigh, drums, you get it all. You can eat a whole chicken at Popeyes. You got different ways you can get it breaded. You can get it spicy breaded, or if you want it just mild, you can have it mild. And they have other things on the menu, too. They have the shrimp. They got, like, the po' boys. You can get a shrimp po' boy, whereas so you're not just stuck with chicken for the whole year. You know what I mean? You can at least change it up a little bit, and the sides are better. Chick-fil-A's got waffle fries, and now they have a mac and cheese. Popeyes, you got mac and cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy, red beans and rice, those Cajun fries, very underrated.
Chick-fil-A has sides, too. Chick-fil-A has
not
sides,
as good,
too.
Not as good.
What are you going to do for breakfast?
You're going to eat the biscuits at Popeyes.
Popeyes isn't open for breakfast.
Well, I mean, we're talking about eating it.
You're in one restaurant the rest of your life. What are you going to do for breakfast? You're just never going to eat breakfast again?
You know, they say these days, actually, it's best if you don't eat breakfast. That's kind of an old myth that you need to start your day with breakfast. A lot of people now eating all in a six-hour period. I believe they call it intermittent fasting. A lot of people are having success with
it. A lot of people...
Breakfast overrated.
A lot of people will say that the intermittent fasting could be any 6 hours of the day, so you could load up from, say, 8 a.m. to lunch to 2 p.m. Like, you could do that and just skip dinner. So, like, that doesn't necessarily...
You can have a chicken biscuit at 10:30. You have a point, like if you have to go at 7 a.m.
Yeah, what happens if you're up?
If you feel the need to eat at 7 a.m.
Oh, wait, I'm hungry. Oh, wait, Popeyes doesn't have breakfast. What am I going to do?
Well, you eat breakfast.
Just going to wait because I
can't eat breakfast at 10:30. I don't know. Most people don't wake up that early anyway. Most normal people don't begin their day till 10 or 11.
Is the Popeyes chicken sandwich good? Yes. Yes.
Better than Chick-fil-A's.
Yes, it is good. Are the Popeyes chicken nuggets good? Never heard anybody talk about those.
Because you don't have to eat chicken nuggets
at Popeyes. Chicken
biscuits?
They don't even have those.
You ever had the strips at Popeyes? Those spicy tenders at Popeyes?
The strips at chicken nuggets, the strips at Chick-fil-A are pretty good,
too. It's the same thing as the nuggets. It's the same chicken, the same breading, the same everything. It's for middle white America.
There is a reason I am a white American. Chick-fil-A is for me. I will enjoy eating that.
It's for white Christian families.
I love the Lord. Want to go on record?
White Christian families of middle America who don't like spices. Those people don't like spices.
Chick-fil-A is growing throughout all of America, by the way. It's not just middle America.
It's white Christian America.
New York
Popeyes has Popeyes welcomes diversity.
Chick-fil-A is a bigger fast
food. Popeyes welcomes the gays.
Chick-fil-A welcomes
Chick-fil-A's
the gays
anti-gay.
No, they quit giving money to the anti-gay foundation and they made some of the conservative
white
Americans
mad. But for
so
a long time.
Chick-fil-A is evolving. Breakfast evolving. It's such a bigger fast food chain. There's a reason, because it's better, and people, when they eat it, they can't get enough.
I support diversity. I support accepting everyone, regardless of their sexual orientation.
So does Chick-fil-A. They quit giving money to
Chick-fil-A also doesn't hire employees that aren't white for the most part.
That's not true.
Don't hire very many non-white people.
The guy over here at Bearden, every time I go to the drive-thru, he's holding it down or running it out. He's black man.
It's always
and
like...
I always say, hey, what's up, man? He's like,
it's always...
John? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, have a good day. He's like, you too, man. Say bless. I'm like, right back at
it's
you.
It's always a white high school girl that's true. Working the drive-thru not window true. At Chick-fil-A. You just know she goes
Which,
to West.
By the way, if we want to talk about that, like the service, come on. I feel like I'm taken care of when I go to Chick-fil-A.
The service.
Like I'm inconveniencing the Popeye.
The service is overrated.
The service
is overrated.
Let's hear this take.
But people act like Chick-fil-A, like their service is so great. I've had several times that I've been through Chick-fil-A and they've forgotten a sauce.
No, you haven't.
They've forgotten a sauce.
Now
sauces.
I know you're lying.
Hey, there's another thing. Sauces.
Yeah.
Sauces.
We're gonna act like Popeye's has better sauces than Chick-fil-A.
You damn right they do.
Chick-fil-A has every
you're
sauce
damn
ever
right
invented
they do.
There.
Have you ever had black and ranch?
Now I know you're lying. You'll say anything to try to win this argument.
Have you ever had black and ranch?
The service.
I'm not putting down the service. I'm saying it's overrated.
I hate seeing those high school people out here working and learning things about the future.
All I'm saying is
rolling, Cam.
The chicken is bland and they're anti-gay. That's all I'm saying.
They're no longer anti-gay.
They're at their heart, at their core values
actually,
are still anti-gay.
Actually, if you notice, there's a lot of gay people who work there. I've noticed that.
That's a very inappropriate thing to say.
I gotta go with John here.
You didn't even argue about Sundays, you stupid idiot. They're not even open on Sundays.
Yeah, you missed a lot of points.
Wow. What a loser.
I gotta give it to John.
I can't eat breakfast, but at least I can eat on Sundays. Oh, no. Point Cody. Oh, what a joke.
I didn't want to scrape
I'm
the
Cody,
bottom.
I'm joking.
I didn't want to scrape the easy fruit.
I'm Cody. I'm joking like Mark Few.
I've won the last six debates. I didn't want to.
Cody, I'm joking like Mark Few.
I didn't want to pick the low hanging fruit. I'm sorry. I've won the last six
you
debates.
You just focus on the gay bashing, huh?
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of gay people work there.
Joke.
I mean, what is that all about? Are you saying they look gay?
No.
What's that even mean?
Who's worked there before?
What does that even mean? A lot of gay people work there.
Let's move on.
I'd like to dive a little deeper. I'd like to know exactly what you mean by that.
1-0.
All right, moving on. Would you rather be stuck wearing shorts or short sleeve shirts for the rest of your life?
Give me the shorts. There's really just a lot of reasons here. Legs getting cold, not near as bad as your arms getting cold. Hoodies feel great. Hoodies and shorts are one of the best combinations you could ever have. A nice hoodie and shorts. Undefeated. If you have to be stuck in pants, what are you going to do? Like you're going to...
You still take them off and wear your underwear.
Yeah, but I mean, like you can't really have climate control. Going to the gym would be tough. Going other places would be tough. Give me the shorts because shorts, you can work around the cold, but in the summer, if you have to wear jeans, you're going to be in trouble. I think I misunderstood the question.
I rarely see you in shorts, for one thing.
That's not true.
You wear jeans more than anyone I've ever met.
That is not true at all.
Here's the problem with shorts. Okay, the reason you pick only short sleeves is because if you go only shorts, then you'll never be taken seriously again in your life.
That's not true.
If you wear nothing but shorts, yes, it is. If you have an important meeting,
they make suits now with shorts.
No guy in an important meeting has ever worn shorts. If you work in the business
Ben
world,
Jordan rocks the short suits all the time.
If you work in the business world, which a vast majority of people do,
I don't.
Or if just
it's
in
about me and you,
everyday life,
I don't have to. I can go to business meetings in shorts all the time.
What if you decide you want to do a job interview?
At Twin Peaks the other day.
What if you have a job interview?
Those girls were having to wear anything to work.
That's a little different. What they're not wearing shorts either. What if you have a job interview? You want to go work for a different radio station?
Yeah,
you don't wear a
short sleeve shirt.
They make short sleeve dress shirts.
They make short sleeve suits.
It is
the short sleeve
is,
suit looks just as good as the short sleeve.
Excuse me.
No. The short sleeve shirt is not professional either.
Excuse me.
They don't make short sleeve suits. They make short They make shorts suits.
No, they don't. Nobody wears those. Nobody has ever worn one of those dumbass. You're referring to a dumbass pantsuit with shorts.
You just don't know anything about fashion, bro.
Nobody has ever worn that.
You can't wear jackets anymore if you're only in short sleeve.
Do you know how stupid you're going
to go to an important meeting with no suit jacket? You're not going to have a suit jacket ever again the rest of your life? People are going to take you serious.
Business casual? Have you ever heard of it? It's called business casual.
Casual. You ain't getting that job. I'm just business casual.
Can I speak?
They'll give you a job at the call center. They're not giving you a big job if you walk into a big important meeting or a big interview with short sleeve shirts on.
Let me tell you something. Absolutely. If I'm a hiring manager and two candidates come in, one is wearing khaki pants and dress shoes and a nice short sleeve dress shirt, and the other guy is wearing a coat and tie and then has shorts on?
Fashionable shorts. Fashionable shorts.
Okay. Let's take a look at one.
Right here.
Let's take a look at one of these short suits.
Look how great this guy looks. Right here. Can I?
I see a blank screen.
Well, it's not loading.
You're trying to prove a point, and the page won't load. You're falling apart.
Please look how fashionable that looks with that yellow suit. The shorts look great. Look phenomenal. Look great right there. And by the way, please let me point out.
Nobody has ever worn one of those.
By the way, please let me point out, if I go somewhere for an interview and you're the hiring manager, I'm turning around and leaving.
Are you going to wear that to the interview?
I'm going
to
say, you know what? Actually, I don't want this job anymore.
The guy with the short sleeve dress shirt.
Look how great these guys look. Look how sharp he looks. He looks so sharp.
He looks like one of those guys that works at Chick-fil-A,
saying. Whoa. Look how sharp he looks, Cameron.
Yeah, he looks. He looks sharp if he's going to a convention for testing out short suits.
Good one. I nailed that one.
I'm just saying, if
that's
a guy comes
in, you're hiring the guy
wearing khaki pants always.
No,
the guy
not.
Wearing khaki pants looks more professional than the guy wearing khaki shorts.
Than those suits.
Those look stupid as hell.
You look stupid as hell.
You're wearing. You look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're wearing a beanie. It's not even cocked.
I see you with long sleeves on.
Your beanie's not even straight.
It
it's
looks
cocked
like
to the side.
You have long sleeves on, sir.
Your beanie's cocked to the side. No, I have short sleeves on underneath.
What are you going to do if it's cold?
You wear pants.
Yeah, that is not going to keep you warm.
You can wear a jacket over your short sleeves.
No, you cannot.
That is a violation.
You can wear a Bill Belichick short sleeve hoodie. Can you not?
Is that a jacket? Are you going to act like that's a jacket?
I can wear a short sleeve jacket.
That's not going to accomplish anything.
Nobody ever cares about their forearms getting cold. You get cold where your organs are. You get cold in your midsection and your chest.
You know more about the coat industry than the people making the coats. If that was the case, why wouldn't they just get rid of all sleeves?
Bill Belichick, greatest NFL coach of all time. What does he wear to stay warm?
Not when it's cold. Bill Belichick. The short sleeve hoodie is just during the warmer times. When it's actually cold, he puts sleeves
on. He's not wearing that in August. He doesn't wear that in August. Nobody cares. Your forearms get cold the same amount as your shins do. That's being cold is not even a big thing.
That's completely false. Imagine never being able to wear a raincoat again.
Imagine never being able to wear pants again.
I don't need to wear pants.
Of course you do.
I'm
wearing pants right now. Yes, I'm wearing pants. Do you think I'm going to wear shorts? It's January.
Imagine going to try to play basketball in pants. Imagine going out and exercise with the boys. Hey, let's go play some football. Let's go do this. Oh, wait, I'm wearing pants.
Imagine working on the farm.
I wore shorts when I worked on the
pants.
Farm.
Imagine
I wore shorts when I worked on the farm. You got to say, cool. If I'd had to wear jeans out there in 100-degree weather, I would have had a heat stroke.
Imagine you're someone.
Imagine not being able to wear a jacket on the farm.
Imagine you're someone who cuts brush for a living.
Imagine
you cut brush
outside.
For a living, and you have to walk through the woods a lot. And your legs are always exposed to the briars
if
and the thorn bushes.
I would appreciate to have my arms covered more than my
legs. If you always wear shorts, you can never walk through the woods again.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I think most people enjoy walking through the woods.
People go hiking with shorts on all the time, bro. What are you even talking about?
They're not walking through the briar patches.
Who wants to walk through a briar patch?
If you have to, if you're cutting brush.
Dang, I'll never be able to go through a briar patch again. One of the worst things in the world to have to do.
Especially in shorts.
The short sleeve isn't much better. I'd rather scratch my legs up than my arms any day of the week.
There's so many instances where pants are necessary.
Name one. Job interview. Okay, name another
job
one.
Job interview.
Name another one.
For most people, any day at work.
No.
Every single day at work, you want to look professional. You want to present yourself in a professional way.
Do you?
Shorts do not.
Do your red shirt, gray
shorts
shirt.
Shorts do not. You're wearing a gray shirt right now.
Yeah.
Shorts do not present professionalism.
You can if you wear the nice shorts.
No, they don't. They still golfers? Don't work. They don't work either way.
You can go golf in shorts all the time.
That's who to... you want to align yourself with? These golf jerks?
I have no problem with the golf. You don't have to be a jerk just because you golf.
Pretty much. I've never met a guy golfing that wasn't a jerk.
Cameron?
I got to go with John here.
Wow, sweep. Wow.
I'm disappointed, Cody. You kind of dropped the ball today.
We can save the Jameis Bridgewater argument for next week.
Nobody wants to hear the Jameis Bridgewater argument.
I was going to crush you on the Jameis Bridgewater argument anyways. This is going to be a 3-0 sweep.
This is what you get when you get to pick the good topics.
You see, left the room.
Typically, we will alternate topics.
No, typically and you get to have your first selection.
No.
This is what happens when it's fair and I get to get my selection.
I walk back.
I'm not fighting uphill the whole time.
I walk back from the bathroom.
Sweep. Room's out, bitch.
You two and your anti-gay.
Sweep.
Your anti-gays.
Sweep.
Your anti-gays with your shorts and your Chick-fil-A.
Brooms out. Last call on the other side.
It's the best.
Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling with no internet. Let's see what you got. Let's see, scramble, man, scramble around.
All right, I'll go second.
Okay, since I swept and went first, I feel like I can go first for you.
Your first win in 6 weeks.
No, I won 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's true. You've just lost 5 of the last 7.
I got a sweep in my belt, though. I'm back.
Have you seen this homeless guy playing with the rats?
No, roll. I don't want to hear about the homeless guy and rats.
It's just a video. It's really. It's.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it seems.
You can
really,
train rats. So
seems really sad, though.
Makes sense.
Am I going first? Or are you going first?
Our internet's not working.
Well,
so.
One of us has to go.
Well, I thought maybe we'd just sit here and argue about it until the internet. I'm ready. I have one on my phone. You want me to go?
I got one, too. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll
said
go
second.
First.
Okay, go.
A Drexel professor of electrical.
All right, I don't like professor stories. Did he get fired for doing something inappropriate?
Yes. Former Philadelphia.
These damn professors never learn.
A former Philadelphia professor allegedly blew grant money on strippers.
No, no.
He's now been charged with theft in connection to nearly $200,000.
Oh, no.
Used for adult entertainment and other personal expenses, according to prosecutors.
Oh, no.
The 57-year-old professor used abused grant money from the Navy, the Department of Energy, and the National Science Foundation over a period of 10 years. Chikao Dinaka Nwompka was his name. He was one time the head of electrical engineering at Drexel.
He just wanted to go to the strip club.
He spent over $200,000 on strip clubs and adult entertainment.
That seems like a bad way to spend $200,000.
I bet they loved him at that strip club.
He was a legend for that night, but I can't imagine a worse feeling than leaving in the morning, the lights hitting you. It's about 11 a.m. You've been in there for 12 hours, 14 hours.
Oh, wait a second.
And you've emptied all your money out.
Wait a second.
Did you spread it out over many trips? Or?
Between 2010 and 2017.
Oh, okay. But, so he did a little bit at a time.
But
okay.
Also, the $200,000, only about half of it was used with strippers and adult entertainment and sports bars. He blew another $89,000 on iTunes purchases.
What?
And meals.
What was he buying on iTunes? Just like songs?
I guess. He must have a lot of
adult
songs.
Adult films, maybe? Do they sell adult films on iTunes?
No.
You said that pretty confidently.
I don't think they do. I don't.
They sell movies on there, don't they? You can buy movies off iTunes, right?
Well, on iTunes? Really?
Pretty sure. At least you used to when I used to.
Yeah, you can buy movies. Like if you had to put on your iPad or something, like can you buy adult film on iTunes? Maybe I don't
if there's money for it, you could probably buy it.
You would think so.
I don't know. It said that also included meals.
So does he have to pay it back?
I don't know. I'm sure that'll probably be part of his punishment. He's been arrested for theft.
What was his grant supposed to be for? Does it say?
No. Apparently, he spent a lot of it on iTunes gift cards. Was a lot of it.
Oh, so he was just big balling, like handing out gifts
for
people.
He might have been trading the iTunes gift cards for other things. Maybe he got scammed by people who are always asking you to go buy gift cards, and then they'll send you money and stuff. Maybe that's what he was thinking. He's like, I'll take this cash and I'll double it through iTunes gift cards.
I don't know, but he spent a lot of money.
It all came crashing down for him. The good news is he should have a large catalog of songs to keep him comfort in this trying time.
Don't think they'll let him listen to him in jail, though.
I imagine when he hits shuffle, he doesn't get the same song for a very long time.
You would think not, if he spent that much money on him. NBA superstar trade market.
No! God, please, no! No!
There's a China food market that's linked to this virus outbreak. And apparently on the menu they had rats and live wolf pups on the menu.
What? No.
Live? You said live wolf pups?
That's what it says from the Straits Times.
On the menu, live wolf pups.
On the food market where the virus surfaced was a smorgasbord of exotic wildlife ranging from wolf pups to species linked to pandemics. Yeah. Live foxes, crocodiles, wolf puppies, salamanders, snakes, rats, peacocks, porcupines, camel meat, and other game. They would freshly slaughter, freeze the food, and deliver it to your door. And now we all got a virus. Drives up next.
Congratulations to Volunteer Vodka.